Well, good
Hi,
morning and
Janice. This is Jen P.
okay, Jen T. We're all set right now. So we're starting the meeting. Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for your big book study. Sorry, my name is Janice P. M. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater living in Massachusetts. Well, today is Thursday and it is July the 13th, 2023. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 93, paragraph 2. And let me explain. We are going to just read five sentences, beginning with, "Your prospect may belong to a religious denomination," to five sentences ending with, "He may be an example of the truth that faith alone is insufficient." Okay, today's readers are, for the 12 steps, today we have in Jan S, 12 traditions, Sherry Z. For the readers are Kara L, Robin P, and Sherry Z. The reference numbers for yesterday, Wednesday, July 12th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,437. That's 20437. And we'll give you today's for previous days. All right. And our newcomer greeter is going to be Jody E. And she is also available for sponsors. And our announcements member is Leslie M. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions. You know, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. A vision for you, Big Book Study. Our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Well, here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Jan S. to please read the 12 steps of OA. Star 1 to unmute. Jan S., I'm sorry.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Jan S., as in Sam. Gratefully recovered one day at a time in Southern California. Here are the steps we took. 1, admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Jen S., for reading the steps of OA, please. I will now ask Sherry Z. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, visionaries. I'm Sherry Z. calling from California, and these are the 12 traditions of OA. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as God may express God's self in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, accepted matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers, not enjoy. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much, Sherry Lee, for reading our traditions of OA. This is how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. This is our abstinence requirement. For moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the big book mean to us. Now, in order to share, press *1 to unmute. And once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press *1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study in the big book on page 93, paragraph 2. We're just going to be reading 5 sentences beginning with, your prospect may belong to a religious denomination, and it ends with, he may be an example of the truth that faith alone is insufficient. And we'll share on those 5 sentences, and I will be asking Kara L. to please read.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Your prospect may be belonged to a religious denomination. His religious education and training may be far superior to yours. In that case, he's going to wonder how you can add anything to what he already knows. But he will be curious to learn why his own convictions have not worked and why yours seem to work so well. He may be an example of the truth that faith alone is insufficient. Good morning, this is Kara L. from California. And, you know, when I was reading this, and, you know, it's focused in here on religion, but I also think when I walked into the doors, I really thought I was an expert on so many things and that I could not be taught, truthfully. And I don't, you know, I think if you had asked me, I would have said, no, I'm teachable. But down in my heart, I knew I was right, and I knew that I knew. And in this program, I have learned that I don't know anything. And the more I don't know, the easier it is for me to open the door and invite my higher power in to help me. The smarter I am, the harder it is for me to allow my higher power in to help me. And when it comes to spirituality, you know, like, I prayed, I was religious, and I didn't have recovery. And I think it's that big thing. I don't know what helped me step from the bridge of reason to the shore of faith. But I do know today is that when I think I know something and I think I'm right, usually it's my will. And when I can say, I don't know higher power, I don't. And I need your intuitive thought, inspiration, or decision, please. And I let go of everything I think I know, just for whatever comes from my higher power, things just work out. And I've stepped from my reasoning over to the shore of faith. And that's what I see in this paragraph today. And I'm excited to hear from everybody. Thank you for letting me share. And I'll pass.
And thank you so much, Kara L., for sharing your experience. I have just a little addition. Although we value your experience, we ask kindly that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So I'm going to take a list of names. You give me your first name, your first initial to your last name, and when you share, you can tell us the state you're from. Who would like to begin?
Melanie C.
Ronnie C. Okay.
It's Melanie. Janice, hi. Melanie.
Again, I'm sorry.
It's Melanie, your friend Melanie.
Oh, Melanie, my goodness, my ears certainly. Thank you, Melanie. Who would like to be next?
Joan Marie,
if you could just speak up. My ears, you know, very old. Joan Marie, okay.
Deborah G.
Okay, and another person?
Rella R. from Brooklyn.
Again?
Rella R. Brooklyn.
Rella R. Okay. How about if we begin now with Melanie C. Please go ahead, Melanie.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Janice. My name is Melanie C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I live in Canby, Oregon. I wanted to share on this because I myself have struggled, I think, to say, and throughout my recovered life on defining this whole difference between the two. I've had tremendously lovely upbringing as a child in religious denominations and felt very strongly about that at certain times. And then there was a time that I did not. And it caused some struggles and some difficulties for me trying to merge the two until through the recovery process, there's something that happened to me, and it was to differentiate between religion and the spiritual malady that I've been told that I have as a result of an untreated disease for so long that centers in my mind, and how we would go about being able to to sort of reverse that to where the goodness of my soul and core is presented more than anything else. The disease centers in my mind, and that includes my will, my emotions, my beliefs, and my thoughts, and that became corrupted and turned into self-centeredness, that I'm told. And so I think the mystery is to be able to separate that for somebody that they're describing here in the big book who is tremendously religiously educated, because there is a merging of those kinds of things in the religious realm. At least that was my experience, but not so much here in these rooms. It can be offensive. It can be off-putting. It can be all those things. I believe that's why they're cautioning folks right here, right now, not to describe that particular aspect of this, that it's a soul thing in the heart that we're reconciling with self. We're reconciling with that duality that's within ourselves, because the big book describes that, where am I going to find this I'm powerless over, that that my life is unmanageable? Where am I going to find this source of power? And it says that fundamentally it's inside of everyone, every man, woman, and child. And also, if I'm going to find that, it's going to be deep down inside of me. There's something within me, within that place. And I'm not sure that I have the proper word in which to name it, but it is separate from. And I've had an opportunity to have my own experience with that, so I can share from my own experience the difference between how I'm going to be helpful to this person, get to that place of that healing, and the difference between that and religion. And I love to be able to do that with my new protégés when they come up, because it's so enlightening. Their eyes just light up every time. And it's like, oh, I get it. It's that thing. And with that, I pass.
And thank you so much, my friend, Melanie. Nice that you shared your experience. Okay, I hope this is right. Joan Marie, you're next.
Hi, this is Joan Marie. Good morning. Joan Marie M. from Las Vegas, recovered. Thank you for letting me share. What am I being heard?
You are. Thank you.
Great. Okay, what stood out to me was that you may be an example of the truth that faith alone is insufficient. As far as my faith in God, which is my higher power, I grew tremendously in that area of my life as I went through these steps and this program of recovery. But what happened was I always felt, okay, so now God and I can do this. And I realized that it does happen to some people. But for me, it did not. My faith alone did not do it. I needed the tools. I needed to listen to the meetings. I needed to have a sponsor. Years ago when I was in program, I sponsored everybody practically. I mean, a lot of people, let's say. But I didn't have a sponsor myself. The next thing that really was wonderful this time around was doing a nightly review. I never did that before in all the years. And to me, it keeps me on track in the way that I'm supposed to live this life. And to be aware of character defects when they creep up, to really ask God to remove them immediately. And if I need to speak to someone else, my sponsor or some fellow, then I need to do that 10th step. But I'm so grateful to be in that place of neutrality around food. I had abstinence many times, but I never had recovery. Now I have both. And my abstinence is not my food plan. My abstinence is restraining from compulsive overeating and food actions. But today I'm free. I can go out and enjoy my friends, watch them eat things that I'm not really watching them, eat things that are not on my plan, and it doesn't call to me. That's a miracle. God did for me what I could never do for myself. God bless you all. With that, I'll pass.
And thank you so much. That was Joan Marie M. from Las Vegas. The previous speaker was Melanie C. from Oregon. I missed that. Okay, we have Deborah G. You think so?
Good morning. Good morning, Janice. Thank you so much for your service this morning. Good morning, everybody. And thank you all for making this meeting possible and all your shares 12-step in me today. And welcome, welcome to all the newcomers. Wow, I'm so glad that you're on this line and having this experience. I remember with my sponsor taking me through the steps, you know, it was all about getting connected to power, you know, and 'cause I had no power. I had no power. That was my problem. I thought I did, and I didn't. No power. And so it was all about going through this with her guidance of a lantern. She was like a lantern guiding me through that I could have this experience of connecting with this power. And that's however I experienced that power, my conception of that power. It was all about my, because I think that's so beautiful because I'm going to be having the recovery. So I need to have the experience myself in doing it. And that's all she did. She shared, you know, different things and I got connected with power. And throughout the rest of the steps, I got closer and closer and closer with power and a relationship and using that power. Partnership with that power. And so I didn't have to get into any of that other stuff, just whatever that power was. And I could have my own concept, which was so beautiful. So now when I work with other people, I can take them through that same experience. Oh, it's so beautiful. I am so grateful for this program and grateful for those beautiful 12 steps and the power, the relationship and the partnership that I have today, that, you know, sometimes I get disconnected, but I can let go of God's hand and I can lovingly run back, and lovingly is waiting for that power to love me up in arms. And just, and my sponsor reminds me, stay connected, you know, letting go of obstacles or whatever happens, comes up, so that I can stay connected. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Deborah. Gee, where are you from? Can you tell me where you're from, Deborah? Just in case somebody wants to find you. All right, let's go to Rella R. Just give me your first name to your first initial to your last name, and when you share your state, please. Rella R.
I'm so sorry. I had such difficulty getting unmuted. There was something funny about my phone. I apologize. So this is Rella, a recovering compulsive overeater. Yes, and the discussion about faith and how that has changed since I've been in program. I too grew up in an observant home, an Orthodox Jewish home, and I'm very grateful for all the education I got and all the, you know, the Bible study that I got. It's a tremendous source of inspiration and strength. But somehow I think God was God of the world. He wasn't my God. And it took steps, breaking it down into parts. It took getting a sponsor. It took, for me, that was a big missing piece, feeling part of a community. Even though I received, you know, the education at home, there was a lot of anxiety and fear in my home that both my parents were compulsive overeaters and suffered from other addictions. They were both Holocaust survivors. So there was a level of anxiety there. A lot of the commandments were kept by rote. And I can say that the 12 steps has enhanced my observance. and it has helped me to recreate a relationship with God. And it came from desperation, because I realized at some point, unless I personally connected to God and felt his loving compassion to me, not just as master of the universe, I wasn't going to get helped. I needed to develop that one-on-one with him, and I needed help to do that. So all the different parts of this program are so beneficial. It's like I've been given a toolbox, but it's still me that's got to pick up the tools. I've got to go to those tools. It doesn't happen by osmosis. And I can say that making a list of gratitudes daily is a connector. I've had many inspiring sponsors, and I kind of fly on the coattails of their faith sometimes. I let their faith become mine. And I'm recognizing that it's daily work. It's not something I can say I've done. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. It's daily. And then I see glimpses of light, and I get whiffs of the happy, joyous, and free. And that's when I know that it's all worthwhile. But even then, I can have flashes of inspiration, but I still got to go back into the work, because I'm not the same person the next day, and different things are happening throughout my day, and different things are happening in my life. So grateful for this program. I know I need to keep coming back. Grateful that you're all here. And with that, I'll pass.
Hi, sorry, Deborah G. from Arizona.
Deborah G.,
hi, Janice.
We're going to get Janice in just a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. I stepped on your toes.
That's okay. No problem, Melanie. Yeah, Janice, we can't hear you. You do show is still on the line.
Okay, I'm talking away, then I'm back. Here I am. I'm sorry. Thank you for that, Melanie. This is Janice. And who was the last speaker? Just so for myself. Was it Rella? Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry, folks.
Yes,
who
was Rella.
All right, Rella, where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn. Brooklyn, New
York. Okay, thank you. If you want to find Rella R. from New York. I'm ready to take kindly for your patience, everybody. Another group of names. Who would like to be next?
Francesca M.
Oh, I got nice and clear. Francesca M. Okay, anybody else?
Chris S.
Very good. Chris, S as in Sam?
Yes.
Thank you, Chris. And anybody else?
Jen P.
Jen. Thank you, Jen.
Thank
you. We'll take another one. Mm-hmm. Everybody's so patient. Anybody else?
Jeff A.
Jeff?
A in California.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go to Francesca M. And tell us where you're from, Francesca.
Hi, thank you so much for your service, Janice. Francesca M. From California, gratefully living in a recovered state from the food today. I really love this paragraph and the opening share on it, that the more I don't know, the easier it gets, to invite my higher power in to help me. This thing about he may be an example of the truth that faith alone is insufficient. It reminded me of something I heard someone say, that willingness without action is fantasy, that I can have this, like, you know, say like I'm willing, or yes, like I believe, but that without sort of my actions to set aside what I think I know, and to set aside what has been told to me, and really just to an opportunity to look at my history. You know, because if I stay so, like, fixed on my convictions, on what I sort of was raised in, and with this, you know, it talks about, like, religious education, but this I find can be sort of like any education. Like, I studied philosophy, and I studied it with, like, the intention of learning my way out of disease, you know, like I'll just learn to think better. But so if I just like set aside everything that I think I know, and, you know, this program is attraction, not promotion. And when I see the gifts that are imparted with on my fellows, it really, you know, makes me sort of curious. And then, you know, what I heard in some of the shares about this, so the disease centers in my mind. And so, you know, this, the separation from religious training, because in religious training, you know, I often, or I personally haven't heard about sort of the spiritual malady or like the disease centering in my mind. And if I have a thinking problem, then it's like my thinking, then my same thinking can't fix it. And so if I go back to what I was taught or what wasn't working for me, I'm just going to be like in the big book talks about like that hamster wheel. So yeah, I just really just love this meeting, and I'm just grateful for all the hope that's in that's shared. And thank you for your service, everyone, in making it happen and for showing up and being a part of my recovery and a path.
And thank you so much. That was Francesca M. from California. Now we have Chris S., and you can tell us where you're from.
Hi, yes, I'm Chris S. from Wyoming and currently driving through Montana. So if I get disconnected, please feel free to move right on. I am so glad we're reading one of my favorite paragraphs. And I don't say that very often because there's so many paragraphs that are so important. And I'm so thankful for the shares that have taken place so far today, especially for the last one. So this might be a little repetitive in the fact that, you know, I have worked hard over my course of my life to improve myself, and at the risk of sounding a little bit haughty here, you know, through education of my profession, through education in my religion, and I still fall short. I could never get past the ability to have that control. I didn't have any power over my food, and it just amazed me, shocked me, made me feel helpless, made me feel very hopeless. And even though I felt that there should have been the ability to do so, I couldn't, and I couldn't understand how this could possibly happen. And even though my faith was strong, I held in to the fact that being exposed to this program only a year and a half ago, that there is hope and there is willingness if I have the faith to follow this program. So I took my religious understanding and followed it like my faith and my diligence and my belief like a child that if I did what I was told, I would be able to get past this inability of my ability to stay abstinent. I wanted that ability to be there. And I knew after I joined this program that it wasn't up to me. It was up to how I presented myself with God in my life. And the word how began to be so significant. The acronym honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. I began to understand that that was my key, and the steps were going to take me there. And how I got there and how I stay here is through those tools, those 9 tools that I try to live. Not perfectly, only in progress do I work this program. And for that, I am so very thankful. So again, thank you for all your service. And for those that are here on this line today, I really appreciate all of you. Thank you, and I pass.
And thank you. Thank everyone for watching the time. We're doing so well. That was Chris S. from Wyoming. Now we have Jen P. And tell us where you're from, Jen.
Hello, Janice. Thank you so much for your service. This is Jen P. from the Northeast in New Jersey. I am just so grateful for all of the shares before me. And, you know, what has stood out for me is this part that says, in this case, he's going to wonder how you can add anything to what he already knows. I think sometimes religion gets sort of a bad rap, the word religion. Sometimes people sort of like, you know, run away from that word. But I also think that religion is different than religion. You can be have a religion, but not know God. And you can know God and not necessarily have an established formal religion. So I think, you know, for me, I grew up in a very, I guess back then it would be called a religious or spiritual home with a strong faith doctrinal basis. But what I found in being in program is that, you know, my faith has only made me know over the years how much I need to depend upon God and others. And that through this beautiful program of recovery, I have learned from every single person that I've ever worked with, talked to, taken an outreach call, and their background may be different than mine, but God, my higher power, God, who I call God, uses that, you know, uses that in such a beautiful way, you know, weaving this tapestry of bringing us all together. And it says in here, you know, that he will be curious to learn why his convictions have not worked and why yours work so well. And someone earlier today shared on this book, The Language of the Heart, and how, you know, it's really because you all welcomed me. You all spoke to my heart. You were the ones who sat across the kitchen table from me, as it says in Bill's story, you know, and said he had a deportment of joy and happiness and something that had revolutionized your life. And that is why I'm still here today, 25 years later, because I still need to have a revolutionary experience where it is faith that is accompanied by self. That's the next day that we're sharing. So I'll stop there and just say, I have only learned over the years that as my faith has grown, so has God shown me that my humility needs to grow. They go hand in hand, and I'm so grateful that I have a program today that shows me the steps of how to continually be honest, and as someone said, open, and open to new ideas and new experiences, because I will never arrive. I'm just grateful I have a God who loves me and wants me to work towards it, but doesn't say that that's a requirement, but just knows it says, hey, faith is something that I can show in my action. It says into action, not we look at action or we see action, but we're into action. So I hope today I can live that example. Thank you so much, Janice, and thank you for letting me share. I'll pass.
And thank you. That was Jen T. from New Jersey. And now we have Jeff A., and if you could tell me where you're from, please.
Hi, this is Jeff A. in California. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm from California. Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
Okay. during the middle of the night, I was frustrated and angry with a person in my life. And I thought I knew what I should do, but thank heavens, my higher power said, yeah, we could do that, but maybe we should do something else. Mm-hmm. And it's this morning that I realized I'm going to toss the thing I was going to do. It was an article and try and do it his way, which always means something else, it seems. I'm almost 60, although I feel like I'm 35. I just feel like I know what I should be doing. I've been doing 12-step for a long time and now I'm doing OA. But he's, you know, for me, he has higher ways than mine. And I keep forgetting that and trying to do it my way. And that's the problem. I think I know, and I'm just going to do it. And he's like, yeah, let's not do that. So, anyways, this morning it's like, okay, all right, I'm going to toss the thing he's going to do. But it means that I have to also wait for him to school me. And he's basically, he's a kind person, my higher power. Thank heavens, because I'm just so sure I got, oh, I know what I'm going to do. And then I do it without even talking with my sponsor or anybody. And, yeah. So anyways, that's my experience. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff A. from California. Okay, we have about, 7 minutes. So we can take two, please, if you could let me know who would be next. Who would like to go next? I hope you can hear me.
We can hear you, Janice.
Thank you so much.
Christine,
anybody?
CG, Chicago. I'd like to share.
Okay, I heard two, but of course I was talking naturally. Okay, who was the first one?
Christine, CG, Chicago.
Thank you. The next one, the last one, please.
Marilyn from California.
Marilyn. Okay, yes. It's your turn. Christine, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Christine CG from Chicago area. I'm claiming my feet. I need to do that. Grateful for the program and for the reading. I'm going to listen to this again. It was really a good meeting. Just need to claim my feet. I just got back from a trip. I'm spaced out, but boy, this meeting's bringing me back. So thank you all.
Well, thank you, Christine.
But my food was clean. I want you to know that. Okay, bye.
Well, yeah, very good. That's a miracle. Thank you so much for speaking up and welcome to you. Marilyn, you can go next.
Hi, my name is Marilyn S. I'm a compulsive overeater and I'm from California. And I too want to clean my feet. I'm just so grateful for faith, my faith. When I came into program, and I had my first sponsor, and I just think back about how naive I was. I said I wanted to believe in God, but I didn't know how. And it was just, I've been shown how, and I do it extremely imperfectly. But I know that if I'm willing, I can give all my problems to this higher power and trust that they will be taken care of at the right time. Because a lot of times I want things yesterday or right now, or, you know, and faith gives me rest. I rest in my faith and peace that I don't have to. I can just turn it over and know that whatever is supposed to be will be if I'm willing and able. I am able if I'm willing to ask God and do the right thing, put the fork down. I haven't been doing a great job with putting the fork down in my meals. That's where I am. And this is my third or fourth day on this meeting, and I'm very grateful. Thank you all. Thank you all. I don't know how many people are on this meeting, but I love dialing in. So thank you all.
And thank you. Thank you, Marilyn S. from California, for stepping up. I miscalculated. We can take one more, perhaps three more minutes. Who would like to close us out?
Barbara A., California.
It's yours, Barbara A. from California. Go ahead, Dan.
Thank you. This is Barbara A., California, recovering one day at a time. I'm so grateful to be, you know, I was waiting and doing some stuff and listening and waiting for that moment when I could get on there. So I'm so grateful to hear all the shares today. And to share, I think one of the speakers was talking about having something happen, and that happened recently. Something happened to me. I was wrong, and I didn't feel good about being wrong. And I was humbled in the moment. I was humbled in the moment to listen and to realize I didn't do the research. It was my responsibility to do the research. I didn't do the research. And this anger that came from me doing it wrong directed at me because of what I did, but I'm human. So many times I would have gone to the food to eat over that because, God forbid, someone found out I wasn't perfect. Someone found out I didn't do something right. This program and working with steps and working with others especially, over and over, doing the steps over and over, every time I get something new out of it, I learn to handle these situations in my life that were so unconceivably, I couldn't figure out how to do it before except with the food. So I mean, just getting through this past experience, the past couple of days, cleaning up my side of the street, contacting the people I needed to do, doing my research, making amends, all of this, and sharing this with not only my sponsor, but with people about what, I mean, people in this program, this is what I did. I made reach out calls. I needed to acknowledge that I was wrong and that it's okay. I can be wrong and I can be a good person. I can be wrong and not be perfect and God still loves me. So I'm just so grateful to share that and to share this, the miracles of this program, and to listen to the people who share because I hear recovery here. Been in the program a long time. Thank you so much for letting me share. I wish everyone a beautiful, abstinent day. And I pass.
And thank you so much, Barbara A. We're grateful for you from California. We will now close with the reading from the big book on page 164, Robin T. It's going to be followed by the Serenity Prayer. Would you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks for your service, Janice. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, and I'm currently in Florida. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.